And we continue on Motherlode Views this weekend. We're talking with District 5 Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rotifer, kicking off a five-part series featuring the individual supervisors. Supervisor Rotifer, we ended last session talking about the mock fire and the response. You know, talking about fire safety and natural resources in general, are there things that you have been looking into or working on at the county level?
Yeah, BJ, I would just like to, again, going back to the mock fire, one of the things that I didn't talk about there was one of the, or some of the reasons why we were successful, some of the things that we had the foresight to do looking forward over the past several years that did give us, a chance, a toehold on fighting that fire. And there's several projects that programs that we had in place and put in place that really showed their benefit and emphasize the need to continue doing programs like that. One of obviously is tree mortality. We've pretty much gotten most of the dead trees out of our, especially in proximity to our residential areas and those kinds of things. Also, the fire safe programs and the work that the grant funded work that we do on those as well, but also roadside brushing. One of the major reasons we were able to stop that thing at Priest Colterville Road is that the road was not overgrown with brush and all of that stuff. So all of those things contribute, and it's expenditures of money that you don't see the benefit necessarily until maybe a year or two later. And in some cases, like roadside brushing, you've got to go back in and periodically redo it. And keep it up. It's a maintenance level of effort ongoing that is just really, really important. So I can't emphasize enough how important those things are to our overall county safety, public safety.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that vegetation always grows right back. Do you anticipate that funding will continue for those programs into the future?
Well, we certainly, for as far as roadside brushing and stuff, that's one of our priorities. Again, that's sort of that goes into public safety, as I mentioned before. The fire safe work is, as we can get grant money, we've basically got a roadmap both in the South County and the North County. We have a roadmap that we're constantly trying to get funding to follow. So it just as funding becomes available, we do the work.
We've got just a couple more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Any other issues that you're working on right now that would be worth passing along to the community?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm trying to figure out a way, again, go back to the first one on this COVID, trying to figure out a way to, without sticking my finger in somebody's eye, to get the state to recognize the difference between a rural environment and an urban environment and how we need our own. We need to have more localism as determinism and less one-size-fits-all kinds of solutions handed to us. I don't want to be openly defiant of the state. I don't think that's has any usefulness, but I do think our businesses need to get back in business. If you're uncomfortable going into some place, don't go. Stay home. If the threat concerns you, stay home. We'll try and get you services as we can, but we've got to get our businesses back open.
I have to end on that note. Supervisor Rotifer, thank you for joining us.
BJ, thank you as always for having me. I always enjoy it.
Well, we thank Supervisor Carl Rotifer for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views, kicking off the five-part series focusing on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Next week, we'll be joined on the telephone by Supervisor Sherry Brennan, who represents District 1. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.